Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. It's so easy for this fertility journey to rob women of their femininity, and obviously to rob men of their masculinity. But this episode is for the women particularly. This is what I want you to know, that I want you to keep hold of on this journey. For you to know you're this powerful, beautiful, sassy, creative, sexy, nurturing feminine energy. That's who you are. So let's dive in and help you reconnect and hold on to the truth of who you are, that nothing can rob you from, not even fertility. Russell Davis here from The Fertile Mind. This video is for the women. I don't know where it's going to be, a rant, a brain dump, or I don't know how it's going to come out, but I just feel inspired to share what's on my mind right now. And that's how I want you to know. I want you to know who you really are. I want you to know and feel and embody the sexy, sassy, beautiful, powerful, creative woman you are. I know you probably don't feel like that. And I think that's for lots of reasons, including society not valuing and recognizing feminine energy for what it is and not truly valuing it. You know, feminism had to happen, but it happened in quite a masculine way. It was trying to have equality in a masculine world, in a masculine environment. There's nothing wrong with women expressing masculine energy. We all have feminine and masculine energy within us. But there's something about society needing to recognize and value feminine energy as much as it does masculine energy. Recognizing the creativity, divinity, the beauty of feminine energy and valuing it as much as masculine energy, the nurturing, the love it brings. And there's also a factor, you probably don't feel it like it because often men don't create a space where it can be truly expressed and you can be fully in your feminine. And I include myself in that. It's still a journey for me. I'm very much learning how to hold a space for that feminine energy. I used to very much trying to fix my wife's feelings. If she felt upset, trying to make her feel better. But often I was scared of her energy, scared of her emotions, because I didn't know how to deal with it. And every time I tried to help, it seemed to make it worse. So I used to close down or jump in nervously, scared and trying to fix it. But it left her feeling misunderstood. It left her feeling that she was wrong or bad for feeling it. I want you to know you're okay with whatever you feel. You're not bad or wrong for feeling it. And women want to express it and need to express it, and that's okay. We need more of that energy in the world. Because the energy that makes a woman a goddess is also the energy that sometimes she can come across as a bitch to her partner. It's the same energy. We can't reject one and just hope for the other. It's all the same energy. And men need to learn to hold a space for that energy without judging it, without being scared of it, without trying to fix it or change it. For their women to know you're okay for feeling it. You're not bad or wrong for feeling it. Because it's energy in this moment. It may feel very different in a few minutes later, but the more you're allowed to feel it and express it, the more it can flow. And it can flow back into that beauty and creativity and nurturing and that loving aspect of feminine energy. I just wish for a society that valued this energy. I wish for men to know how to hold a space for energy. So for women to know it's okay to feel it, to express it. And they can be more in their feminine. And they can feel that amazing, creative, beautiful, nurturing, loving motherly power within them. And you can feel that and express that today. You don't need anything to do that. don't know whether you need permission to do that. I know society sometimes makes it hard to feel that. Maybe your partner makes it hard to feel that. But I want you to know you're okay for feeling that. I want you to know who you really are, even now. There's nothing you need to be in that state to really be the woman you are. And the more you feel that power within you, the more that sense of flow can go back to your energy, to your life, to your body. I pray for a time where women can truly know and know they're valued for who they are. And I want that for you.